Faculty members at the University of Colorado in Boulder are raising concerns about returning to in-person classes in the fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Daily Camera reports that more than 170 professors, instructors and others wrote a letter to Chancellor Phil DeStefano in late May, wondering whether the virus's spread can be curtailed on campus and how it will impact teaching. But conditions have changed since that letter was sent, and some are thinking that the situation is more dire. Senior instructor David Paradis said he's worried about students coming to Boulder from places where the virus has increased this summer, including Texas and California. He added that a second letter should be sent. CU Boulder spokesperson Melanie Marquez-Para said that DeStefano has met with faculty before the full plan was announced, and administrators are intent on continuing the dialogue to address health and safety. She added that decisions about who teaches in person or remotely will be made at the department level to best address individual needs and concerns. On Friday, officials announced that students living in residence halls will be required to be tested for COVID-19 within 5 days prior to moving in. Alternatively, students can take a test upon arrival on campus. However, the number of those tests will be limited. Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis extended his order requiring landlords to give 30 days notice to tenants who are late on their rent before initiating an eviction. The Colorado Sun reports that the order comes as fear grows that hundreds of thousands of Coloradans are at risk of losing their homes because of the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The 30-day notice requirement is now in effect through August 11th. It was initially set to expire today. Normally, landlords have to give tenants 10 days notice that they're behind on their rent before initiating an eviction. While the extended order doesn't halt evictions, it is aimed at giving tenants more time to secure enough money to prevent being removed from their homes. With the state unemployment rate above 10% and hundreds of thousands seeking benefits, housing advocates are warning that as many as 450,000 renters could face eviction in the coming months. More than 200 vehicles followed each other on a slow tour of Aurora on Sunday, demanding action in the death of Elijah McLean and changes in the Aurora Police Department. McLean died in August 2019 after a call to police alleged that he was suspicious. Aurora police placed him in a chokehold. EMTs then injected him with a ketamine as a sedative that rendered him unconscious. He later died in the hospital. Isabella Dominguez, who was one of the organisers of the vehicle procession, told KDVR that protesting in cars is a really convenient way of demonstrating, especially during COVID-19. She said that the Aurora Police Department has done nothing in the McLean case and neither has the state, so they were out to try to educate the community. The protest lasted about 3 hours, during which they blocked lanes of traffic, causing backups in the area. On Saturday evening, people brought flowers, art, signs and candles to Utah Park in Aurora to remember McLean and to call for justice. We'll have a report from that memorial later in the Morning magazine. Boulder has hired its first independent police monitor to oversee the department and work toward transforming the relationship between police and the public. The city announced on Friday that Joseph Lipari will assume the position starting July 27th. Lipari most recently served as Chicago's Deputy Inspector General for Public Safety within the city's Office of Inspector General. During a virtual town hall question and answer last month, Lipari explained why he was interested in coming to Boulder.
My response to that is, why wouldn't I want to come to Boulder? First of all, you know, I like setting up new oversight agencies. That's what I do. Boulder has progressive, engaged population that has clearly demanded the highest quality policing and some effort to sort of reimagine, rethink how we do policing. You know, I have a young family. I'm interested in access to nature, outdoor activities. So I end where I began on this question. Why wouldn't I want to come to Boulder?
Hiring an independent monitor was determined to be critical after an incident in 2019 where an African-American Naropa student was confronted by a police officer while picking up trash in his own yard. The officer questioned whether he belonged there and called up for backup. The incident drew national attention and it outraged local residents, prompting the city to create the position. Firefighters extinguished a half-acre fire overnight near Panorama Point off Flagstaff Mountain Road, west of Boulder. The Daily Camera reports that a resident reported seeing flames a little after midnight on Saturday. The Sheriff's Office said the fire appeared to grow quickly, with flames reaching an estimated 20 feet. By 4:30 a.m. Sunday, the fire was fully contained. On Friday, Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelle instituted level 2 fire restrictions for Western Boulder County. That includes the area where the Flagstaff fire occurred. Fires on public and private land, including barbecues and charcoal grills and the use of fireworks, are prohibited, amongst other restrictions. In the southwest part of the state near Telluride, firefighters have been attacking the Green Meadows wildfire near Placerville, both from the ground and the air. That fire was last reported to be 60 acres in size. In the weather today, it will be sunny and hot, with highs in the metro area close to 97 degrees and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, slightly cooler, highs ranging from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.